Deuteronomy chapter 19. When the Lord Jehovah your God has cut off the nations, whose land the Lord Jehovah your God gives you, and you succeed them, and live in their cities and in their houses, you shall separate three cities for yourselves in the midst of your land, which the Lord Jehovah your God gives you to possess. You shall prepare for yourself a road, and divide the coasts of your land, which the Lord Jehovah your God gives you to inherit, into three parts, that every killer may flee there. And this is the case of the killer who shall flee there, that he may live, whoever kills his neighbor unintentionally, whom he did not hate in time past. As when a man goes into the woods with his neighbor to cut wood, and his hand fetches a stroke with the axe to cut down the tree, and the head slips from the handle, and hits his neighbor, that he dies, he shall flee to one of those cities and live, lest the avenger of the blood pursue the killer, while his heart is hot, and overtake him, because the way is long, and kill him, whereas he was not worthy of death, since he did not hate him in time past. Therefore I command you, saying, you shall separate three cities for yourselves. And if the Lord Jehovah your God enlarges your coast, as he has sworn to your fathers, and gives you all the land which he promised to give to your forefathers, if you shall keep all these commandments to do them, which I command you this day, to love the Lord Jehovah your God, and to always walk in his ways, then you shall add three cities more for yourselves besides these three, that innocent blood not be shed in your land, which the Lord Jehovah your God gives you for an inheritance, and so blood shall be upon you. But if any man hates his neighbor, and lies in wait for him, and rises up against him, and strikes him mortally so that he dies and flees into one of these cities, then the elders of his city shall send and fetch him from there, and deliver him into the hand of the avenger of blood, that he may die. Your eye shall not pity him, but you shall put away the guilt of innocent blood from Israel, that it may go well with you. You shall not remove your neighbor's landmark, which those of old time have set in your inheritance, which you shall inherit in the land that the Lord Jehovah your God gives you to possess it. One witness shall not rise up against a man for any evil deed, or for any sin, in any sin that he sins. At the mouth of two witnesses, or at the mouth of three witnesses, the matter shall be established. If a false witness rises up against any man to testify against him that which is wrong, then both the men between whom the controversy is shall stand before the Lord Jehovah, before the priests and the judges, who shall be in those days, and the judges shall make diligent inquisition. And indeed, if the witness are a false witness, and have testified falsely against his brother, then you shall do to him, as he had thought to have done to his brother, so shall you put the evil away from among you. And those who remain shall hear and fear, and shall not from this time forth commit any such evil among you. And your eye shall not pity, but life shall go for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot.